Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And you're going to be glad you did stayed with us because we got our good friend Grace Marie Turner still with us. Grace Marie is the president of the Galen Institute. Grace Marie, tell us about Galen.
We are a nonprofit research organization focusing on health policy and particularly free market ideas. And people can visit us on two different websites. We're at galen.org, G-A-L-E-N.org, for our material. But we also have a site where we aggregate the best work from all of our colleagues from reporters and columnists around the country on health policy at healthreformhub.org. And lots of good video and audio, including right. Your show there.
Yeah, check that out, folks, when you get a chance, healthreformhub.org.
Yes.
Okay. Grace Marie, okay, so as we speak, Massachusetts are going to the polls, and they're pulling the lever right now. It looks like Knockwood, and I have to, folks. I'm going to be honest. If I had a vote, I'd vote for Brown because he is the guy who can stop this nonsense that they're working on, this health care reform, so called. And Grace Marie, I'm calling it the so called health care reform bill because it's not really health care reform.
It's a political reform.
That's the reason
bill.
You got to call it so called. But anyway, they're going to the polls. They're going to vote now. Let's walk through it. The easiest scenario would be if Coakley wins. Then all bets are off, and the Democrats will push through the health bill, right?
No question. That's
okay.
Right.
Okay, so that's an easy one. That's what a month ago, that's what everybody thought would happen.
Right.
But now it looks like the Republican may win. He could become the 41st vote. Now, some people say that the moment he's declared the winner, the sitting senator who's a fill-in loses his job, loses his vote. Some are saying that, even though the other person isn't sworn in yet.
That's what Fred Barnes has a column about that on Weekly Standard website, saying that immediately Senator Kirk, the fill-in candidate, the fill-in senator,
who's a Democrat,
his vote is void.
All right. Will there be some kind of legal challenge, you think, of this?
Oh, no question about it.
It'll have to be because this hasn't come up before, I think.
And also, I mean, the margin of victory, if Brown does win, it could really be huge. I mean, if it's a squeaker and they're still counting ballots for another month, then that's, you know, that could, in fact, delay seating and, you know, and throw this back to the lawyers.
If it winds up, like the Franken deal
up in Minnesota.
That could hold drag. Or some people say that the Democrat controlled legislature in Massachusetts would slow walk the swearing in ceremony. But if Barnes is right, and the other guy loses his vote, it doesn't matter. They still don't have 60 votes to override the veto,
41.
And then it becomes a procedural thing, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us how that works.
Well, the Senate needs 60 votes in order to be able to get a vote, get a bill off the floor.
To ratify whatever the two houses agree to.
Yes, because the Senate has agreed to one version of health reform, and the House a different version. They're both about 2,000 pages. Senate bill is about 2,300 pages. But they're different, and the president has to sign one bill that is identical, line by line, and the leadership now saying, okay, well, if we can't get another vote in the Senate to fix this and to reform it, then we'll just force the House to pass the bill that already passed the Senate. Remember in the middle of the night in a snowstorm when the Senate passed legislation before Christmas?
Christmas Eve, yeah.
Yeah. That's the one they're going to make the House. And the House is saying no for a number of reasons. They don't like the way it's paid for. They believe that there are a number of pro-life House Democrats who say they won't vote for the language in the Senate bill because they believe that it allows for federal funding of abortion. They've got all of the political pork in the Senate bill with this Cornhusker kickback.
Right.
For Nebraska,
but the main thing is, Grace Marie, is they have procedural ways of passing this, even if Brown wins in Massachusetts, even if he's slow.
They try it.
They still have, and they can even put it in the budget reconciliation, couldn't they?
They could even try to pass it with 51 votes. I think that if they go that much in the face of the American people, after they've tried to pass a bill with 32% approval, and then they violate the will of the American people in trying to have Massachusetts send them a message, what is the fallout going to be from that?
That's the political death wish.
And we shall see.
Folks, if you love politics, Grace Marie, if you love politics, is this not the Super Bowl?
It is the Super Bowl. but it's too American people.
And God be with America during all of it.
Yes.
That's all I can say.
God bless America.
God bless America.
God bless America.
And thank you, voters. Thank you, voters, for staying involved.
Having your voice heard. Yes,
and Grace Marie Turner, thank you for all that you do. Grace Marie, she's the best, folks. She'll be back. I will be, too, after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.